along the Watchtower. That's exactly what we are here on the Wall Street Shuffle, all along the Watchtower, guarding you from the Federal Reserve and the Treasury each and every day.
We've got your back.
We got your back. And man, you guys are quick. I'm getting emails through to my BlackBerry right now from you, from a bunch of you folks in Houston and in Fort Worth for copies of that presentation. You can get me at dan@thewallstreetshuffle.com, dan@thewallstreetshuffle.com. And that bizradio.org website is really cool. I really like that.
Yeah, it's slick.
Yeah, very slick. Okay, enough of that. We're at 877-777-7713. We've got as a guest today Kevin Barron. And Kevin is Director of Government Affairs for the American Small Business League. And Kevin, there's just so much to talk about. We've got such a short time to do it. So let's start out with the premise. First of all, nice to have you on the show and welcome. It's good to have you.
Well, thanks for having me on, Dan. I appreciate it.
But it looks to me like the point that you and the American Small Business League are trying to make is that President-elect Obama is already going back on a number of his promises to small business. Would I have summarized your position pretty clearly?
Yeah, I'd say that pretty much hits the nail on the head with that one, Dan. He has made a couple of promises during the campaign that have now been removed from his change.gov transition website, which overall raises some serious concerns for us and for the small business community as well. We've heard various rumors from here and there that he still plans to follow through on some of these, but until we see either something on his agenda that states some of these issues, or he personally says anything about this, you know, we're going to remain skeptical and in the meantime hold his feet to the fire to make sure that he does follow through on what he promised during the campaign.
And I agree with you. I am neither an Obama lover nor an Obama hater because I don't know anything about him. I don't know enough about him to love him or hate him. I know his actions are going to tell me what I'm going to feel about the guy. What I'm reading from you guys, this isn't just one or two retracements or retractions of his policies. He's talking about changes in the windfall profits tax. We're talking about support for small business but specifically you talk about contracting, that he's taken out the provision where it tends to be prejudiced against small businesses versus large businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. We had one of our main areas of focus, I should say, is on ensuring that federal small business contracts go to legitimate small businesses. And I know that sounds kind of funny, Dan, but a series of federal investigations since 2003 have shown a lot of fraud, abuse, lack of oversight going on in the federal contracting arena. And what all of that amounts to is somewhere between $60 to $100 billion a year in federal small business contracts end up going to some of the largest companies in the United States and Europe. So by law, 23% of all federal contracting dollars must be spent with small businesses. Unfortunately, the government has never hit that goal, and we see these billions of dollars in small business set-aside contracts every year going to these giant corporations. And we had reached out to Senator Obama during the primaries and asked what he would do to address this issue. And he said that he would support small businesses, that small businesses are the backbone of our economy, and that he would call for the removal of corporate giants from small business contracting. So since then, however, that information is not, it was on his campaign website. It has now been removed from his agenda on his transition website. In fact, in October, he had also come out with a small business emergency rescue plan that also has been removed from his transition website. So at this point, we are somewhat skeptical if he is going to follow through on what some of these promises were. And we are worried for the small business community that that perhaps large firms have gotten to him, and that he may be leaning that way as opposed to helping small businesses.
Yeah, and to be fair to Obama, I don't think there's anything he didn't promise to people during the campaign except ethics in Chicago. I think that's everything. Cheap shot though that may be. Sorry, guys, are a little close. They're a little close to him right now. You gotta admit, the governor of Illinois being on his team and being arrested for trying to sell Obama's seat. I realize it doesn't taint Obama, but boy, if that were Republican, it would be a much bigger hullabaloo than it is right now, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's definitely an interesting mess there. But no, I mean, I agree. And you know, I hate to say it, that, you know, Obama was running on a campaign of change, bringing change to Washington, and we were very happy to see that during the campaign that he would be willing to address some of these issues. As I said, we've been working on this going back to 2003 on these contracting issues, making sure that small businesses get the help and protections and contracts that they need. And especially in the economic times that we're facing right now, bringing an additional $100 billion in contracts back into the hands of small businesses in this country will do a lot to help put our economy back on track. I mean, historically, it's been shown small businesses are the drivers of our economy, and that money would help to create new jobs. It would help definitely steer us back into the right direction. So for him to go back on this now, I think it's a very dangerous time. So as I said, we remain hopeful that he will follow through on this. But also, you know, we are realists to a certain degree and know that politicians often say anything to get votes. So we're definitely going to keep the pressure on him to ensure that he does follow through on what he had promised.
Well, and the pressure really needs to be brought to bear to make sure that the banks do start or do begin to extend credit. Now, they don't have to extend credit. Sorry, they don't have to extend credit where credit isn't due, but they do have to be more sensitive to the small businesses out there because, as you say, small businesses employ 80% of American workers. And the idea that banks are going to be looking to lend but only to Tier 1 credits, that will be a huge negative impact on the heartland of American business.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we see various pieces of this puzzle that need to come together. So it's not just the contracting issue. As you said, it's also the credit issue is a huge piece of that that needs to be addressed and taken care of because that's really where small businesses are getting hammered. The SBA has reported recently that their flagship 7(a) loan program is down. I want to say the last statistic I saw was about 55% from where it was at this time last year. And so these are the SBA-guaranteed loans that small businesses rely on. And when the banks are not willing to take up those loans, it becomes a serious problem for small businesses, which also then that also parlays into the other issue of the SBA itself.
Hang on to that because I'm going to run out of time here, Kevin.
Oh,
I want
sure.
you to give folks the opportunity. Tell them where they can reach you and how small business folks can get hold of you.
Go to our website at ASBL.com, as in American Small Business League.com. All of our contact information is on there, as well as a lot of very good information for small businesses. So either give us an email, give us a phone call. Always more than happy to talk with any small business people.
Well, and we have a lot of small business owners that are listeners on Biz Radio and every place we reach. So it's great to have you on. We'll have you back on anytime. Anything you want to promote about the small business, we're there with you. So, Kevin, thanks so much for being on and our guest today. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
All right, take care. We're going to be back right after this break, folks, here on the Wall Street Shuffle. We're getting a crap load, I think it's a technical term, of emails from you guys for the presentation. So we're here, and we'll be back. Thanks.